This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on August 26, 2010. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
On the agenda today, we have a number of late submitted documents, so I think we'll try to wrap all of those up in an omnibus motion on that front. So, Vice Chair, do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of documents so the Commission may consider agenda items 10-53, 10-54, 10-54A, and 10-55.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes 6-0. Next item on the agenda is the discussion of draft advisory opinion 2010-14, the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. We have a presentation by Joshua Bloom and Amy Rothstein, and we have counsel for the DSCC who is here to answer any questions that we may have, and please take a seat at the table. Mr. Bloom, when ready, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Agenda document number 10-53 is a draft response to a request for an advisory opinion from the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, a national committee of the Democratic Party. The DSCC asks whether the Act and Commission regulations allow it to make disbursements from its recount fund before the date of the upcoming general election in November to prepare for recounts or election contests that may occur after the general election and to defray the costs of soliciting donations to the recount fund. The DSCC also asks whether it may allocate the cost of certain expenses that are attributable to both recount activities and campaign activities between its principal campaign account and its recount fund. Based on the information provided, the draft concludes that the DSCC may perform both actions, provided that none of the recount activities or the results of those activities can or will be used for campaign activities before the date of the general election, and provided that the DSCC follows certain accounting and reporting procedures set forth in more detail in the draft. We received no comments on the draft. And finally, we request the authority to make any necessary technical and conforming changes. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you for that presentation. Any questions or discussion on this draft? Commissioner Walther.
I have no questions, but as I understand it, there is an agreement to approve this, so I would so move.
Any discussion on the motion? Vice Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I would offer a friendly amendment to authorize the General Counsel's Office to make technical and conforming edits to the draft.
Any further discussion? If none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 6-0. Thank you, Mr. Elias.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Bloom.